Let's send it out now to the Ponderosa Steakhouse on North Meridian Street, Portland. With more of the Breakfast Club, here's John Boggs.
You know, Jeffrey, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that the Breakfast Club is brought to you by Ponderosa Steakhouse and our new sponsor, Roger Locker of Locker's Touch of Country Gifts. Right now, we have with us Annie Simmons, Heidi Bowman, JRDS client Darren Martin, and Kay Lee Master from the Evening Optimist Club. Welcome, guys.
Good morning.
You're going to tone down that music, Jeff.
It's done.
Okay. Hey, Kay, tell us a little bit about a special day for special people. I know it's something that's put on by the Evening Optimist and Morning Optimist clubs here in town.
That's correct. We started in the year 2005, and what we like to do is we like to identify that we have special people in our community, and we want to be nice to them. So what we tried to do was come up with an idea where we could have fun with them and show them that we really enjoy having them around. And so we started this with the idea of identifying families that had special need members in it and then asking them to come and join us, because many times in that kind of a situation, you've got families that are trying to make it through life, if you will. And so we try to bring them together to let them see that there are others that are in the same situation, and we're just there to have a good time and encourage one another with realizing that we do have special needs for lots of us.
And your event, as I mentioned before we went on the air, I wasn't aware of the event. It seems to be pretty far-reaching, number one.
That it is. And, well, number one, I'd like to extend an invitation to you to come out and join us and be our guest that night.
Okay. And what night is it?
It will be coming up Thursday, August the 30th. And we open the doors, so to say, or the gates to the fairgrounds at 4 o'clock. And it'll last to about 8 o'clock. And speaking of the fairground, we are so fortunate to be able to hold our event there. It is a wonderful place. We couldn't ask for a better location. The amenities that we have, and the fair board has just been wonderful working with us. And when we bring all these folks in with their implements and semi-trucks and the police cars and et cetera, we've got a wonderful location to let all these activities take place.
Well, let's talk about some of the activities, because
okay.
I'm just really... There's some of them that are just really wonderful. What do you do in that?
Well, first off, we try to have some games with them, and sometimes we'll do some crafts with them. But the other thing that we do, we also have like face painting, and we have a professional clown that comes in from the other side of Delaware County, and she donates her time because she loves the idea of what we're doing, and she's just a hoot. She's just really fun, and all of us enjoy her. But we have people that come in. The Shriners will come in with a train, and then we have a disc jockey, which you mentioned him earlier, Roger Locker. He comes out and provides music, and he's the MC and just does a wonderful job keeping everybody happy. And then we have Hall Brothers from Fort Recovery. They bring in one of their big tractors. Floyd Howe brings in a tractor. The police department and the fire department and the sheriff's department, they all come out with their truck and cars. And yes. And then we have a young man by the name of Terry Prescott that brings his horses and a wagon in. And that's pretty cool. And we have a guy that brings in a semi-truck, and they love getting in the semi.
Oh, I bet.
And then Renegades has, with Chris Jones, has supplied us. The one year, his first car that he brought out was the Dukes of Hazzard car.
Oh, wow.
With the horn and everything. And it was fun. And then we have Gems that comes out, and Tyson's and the Ponderosa here and the Judo Club have been wonderful to support us with many of the givings that they give to us. It's the gifts that they give us to help for the evening.
Okay. And this is all, like I said, sponsored by the Optimist Club, but there are so many people that contribute.
I'm fearful that I've left somebody out, and I do apologize if I did, but we couldn't do it without the people here in Jay County helping us, and it's just wonderful. You ask somebody to take part, or could you do this, or could you do that, and never a negative. It's like, oh, yeah, how can I do that? What can I do?
Okay. Well, if someone wants to help out financially,
mm-hmm.
who do they contact?
Judy or Leland Leemaster. Uh-huh. Their phone number is 729-5000. And if they're not there, leave a message, and they'll get back with you as soon as possible.
So if you want to make a donation to this, whether it's cash or in kind or some, you'd like to participate.
Oh, yes. To give them a call, and it would be appreciative.
Okay. Well, Kay, we're going to go back to the studio. When we come back, we're going to talk with Heidi and Annie and get Darren's input on how they feel about what you guys do for the special needs people.
Very good. Thank you for this time for us.
All right. Back to you, Jeff.